Michael Trabish. He is running for the 93rd District State House, and he's live in studio. Michael, how are you?
Good morning, sir. Good morning. Thank you for inviting me to your show.
Why in the world you want to do this? Come on. You got to have better things you want to do.
Well, it's a great opportunity to meet people and learn about the issues and give back to the community.
Okay, why run?
Well, I don't need a job. I'm not a career politician. I'm a certified public accountant. I've been recognized by the state of Michigan as the Advocate of the Year for Small Business, and the Chamber of Commerce has recognized me as a Small Business Owner of the Year. I'm a little disappointed with the direction of our government, and I believe I can make a difference. Being a CPA, I certainly understand the budgeting process. I understand numbers. And we need to take some basic conservative issues down to Lansing.
You had mentioned to me that you really love being a CPA, and you've had the opportunity to travel the globe because of that. Elaborate on that, will you?
Well, I have had the opportunity to go to China 15 times. I've been to Japan 3 times. Accounting has been good to me. I've been a certified public accountant since 1974. And basically, it's been a great opportunity to meet people, and I face challenges and solve challenges, and that's one reason why I'm interested in the government.
Michael, when Rick Snyder first announced that he was going to run for governor, he allowed us to follow his campaign. We had him on about every week and a half, and his message was, I'm a CPA, I'm a bean counter, I don't need the job, don't need the money, don't need the power, but I'm unhappy with the way government is being run and the direction it's going in. So you see any similarities there?
Well, I do. I think we've made some great progress with state government, cutting some expenses. I'd like to continue that. I'd like to change some of the priorities and basically continue and add to that. I have a daughter. I am 61 years old. I am married for the first time and last time for 15 years ago. And my daughter is 31 months old. So one of my motivations is to develop the state, have the young folks of our state have the opportunities I had as I grew up.
But Michael, you sound like you're all happy and everything's great now, but you get in the office and you finally learn how things work and everyone kind of gets stuck in that rut in conducting business the way it's been done. How do you address that?
Well, basically, I've been successful in my life because I've built a team. Working together, we can solve our problems. We're American first. I'm township treasurer. We had some severe financial difficulties facing our township, Bingham Township in Clinton County. And by working together, we have solved those. We are now on sound financial footing. And challenges are not new to me. I always enjoy challenges. And we can solve these problems by working together.
All right, you get elected. What's at the top of your agenda?
Well, one of the things is certainly cooperation, certainly working with all individuals, being a good listener. I think one of the key elements of a government official is to be a good listener. He has to listen to the people. And I have a reputation as township treasurer as returning phone calls. I always return phone calls. So by listening to the people, I have an understanding of what concerns them. But the primary job or primary role of us in Lansing is to get out of the way of job creation. We have to create jobs. The economy is still slugging along, and we need new opportunities for jobs to bring in new companies, get out of the way of the small entrepreneur. I was talking with a lady yesterday. Her job is being cut back. She's being cut back. The whole staff is being cut back to 4 days a week versus 5 days a week. So the number one issue is jobs, 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 and we have to build jobs.
Tell me how a legislator creates a job.
Well, they don't create jobs per se, but they get out of the way of the job creator. Labor, management, and business are not government are not enemies. We have to work together. One thing, there was a client up in Bingham Township wants to start or build a state-of-the-art office building. So I asked him when he planned to break ground. He said it would be 2 years. And I said, well, why would it take 2 years? He said, because it's going to take that long to get the permits. And in this kind of economy, why should it take 2 years of bureaucratic red tape to encourage someone to start to build an office building? And the Chamber of Commerce up at Clinton County did a study, and the number two problem that businesses face in Clinton County is government regulation and red tape. So we have to streamline the system.
What's been the biggest challenge in your life?
Well, I've had a lot. I've been blessed in my life. I've done a lot of things. I've been a college professor. I've basically been a controller of a national corporation, township treasurer, government auditor. The biggest challenge, geez, I don't know. Life has been good to me. I've been blessed with a lot of surrounding good people. My wife has been super supportive. My daughter is a beautiful, young, healthy young lady. I've just been very good throughout life.
All right. Michael Trebusch is announcing his candidacy for the 93rd District State House. Before I let you go, let you get up on the stump and do your thing.
Well, I'm Mike Trebusch, and I certainly would invite you to check out my website, which is www.michaeltrebusch.com. I was born and raised on a Michigan farm, Michigan family-owned farm, where my mom and dad taught me how to work and how to appreciate the nature, how to appreciate life. I am a conservative. I have been Right to Life qualified. I have been AAA qualified by the NRA. I'm a certified public accountant, and the state of Michigan has recognized me as a Small Business Advocate of the Year. Chamber of Commerce has recognized me as the Small Business Owner of the Year. I understand business. I've worked with over 300 companies since 1972, helping them become more efficient with marketing, management, finance, accounting, and ethics.
All right, CPA who supports the NRA. Don't get in your way.
Well, I received my first gun when I was 8 years old. Dad gave me a list of 10 rules, and if I violated any of those rules, I lose my gun. I still have that gun today.
All right, Michael, we're going to stay in touch and follow you as you go through the process trying to win your election. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, Tony. Thank you for your time.